Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, listeners. Happy Sunday. This is our regular Sunday morning Q&A podcast, and we've got our first question in, Matt. Over to you.
Right. Well, it's from Claire Hill. Thank you, Claire. I have a question that I'm fearful of asking because I absolutely dread your response. Is Starmer still a European? I'm not sure what he believes anymore, to be honest. Matt, what do you reckon?
Well, probably not really right now. I think he's displayed enough clear indications that he's much more interested in winning power and appeasing voices that I think the Labour Party is scared of alienating, the Red Wall, you know, this fictional kind of sense that there's still this enormous groundswell of people who are pro-Brexit. All the polls tell you that two-thirds of the country would reverse it in a heartbeat if they could. So whether he's irrationally not pushing this European button or whether he just thinks the percentage shot is not to major on it, but I suspect also that he will come to government and have a lot of domestic stuff to deal with. And even though the big answer, in my view, is a recalibration of our relationship with Europe, that's not where his focus will be, because it's a long-term play and it's not the short-term expedience he's going to need.
I think that's absolutely right. And the defence from Starmer Central is always the same, which is their private polling says there's a kind of duality in the electorate's approach to this, which is, you're right, they think Brexit has been a disaster. However, in contradiction, they don't want to undo Brexit, yeah, which is ridiculous, but that's, you know, that's the nature of politics. So, and the Labour is also correctly aware that one of the things they'll be accused of by the Tories in the campaign is that they are going to undo Brexit. So I get the caution. However, it's not enough. And one of the things that we plainly need, even if you don't say we want to rejoin, is that we need better relations with the EU simply to generate growth, to become a serious nation again.
Yeah.
And I think he Starmer shouldn't be afraid of saying that. No. I mean, that's a sign of strength.
Also, I do think that there's a case for saying that the European Union needs to get its act together a little bit better, you know, before, you know, the reality is we're out of the European Union right now. And I don't think the European Union would ever take us back until both political parties...
There was a bipartisan, which completely is a distant prospect.
This is nailed on. Yeah. So that's a long time in the future. But also, I think the European Union hasn't done enough to look at the reasons behind why Brexit could have happened, the reasons why people like Geert Wilders are getting elected with big votes.
Yeah, and he wants a referendum.
He wants a referendum in Holland.
Nexit.
I don't think there's any appetite for it, but that's
still,
that's what he wants. It's on his plate, on his mandate, you know. So Europe is still in a state of flux, I think, and something's got to happen at that level as well, I think, before people like Keir Starmer think it's worth their while saying, crikey, we need to jump back on that shit.
But it does take a while. It took 12 years last time. I hope it doesn't take that long this time. Yeah. But you have to start somewhere.
We do. Thank you, Claire, for that. We started with your question. Here's the next one. From the Conservatives' point of view, this is from Ben Valentine. Thank you for your question.
Thank you,
Ben. From the Conservatives' point of view, they have more than halved inflation, cutting taxes in the budget, see dissent and conflict in Labour. You're referring to Gaza, I assume there. Do you think the general election will be sooner rather than later? Matt?
Well, I think that what we've learned, I think Ben's right in his analysis, which is that the achievement of the inflation goal, even though it won't really be felt by people in their pockets, food inflation is still at 10%, for example, has cheered up the Tories. They are pleased as conservatives about the tax cuts. Let's say no more than that. I think they are pleased also quietly that Labour's having some problems over the Israel-Gaza conflict, although I'm sceptical that that is as damaging as they think. But to answer Ben's question, which we actually talked about a little bit in the main podcast this week, I think that the general election that now could be in May, it probably won't be in May. It will probably be in October. It can go to January 2025.
Can it? I didn't
realize that. You have to. The last date is in January 2025 in terms of actually holding the election itself.
Okay.
And, you know, there's always that part of prime ministers that wants to play it long in case, as Mr. McCorbett said, something turns up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I think that Sunak is, you know, he's only been prime minister for a year. You know, he's got past the all important 49-day Liz Truss milestone. Yeah. But I think he would like to go a bit longer.
What do you think is in his head and his advisor's head when they're looking at the poll numbers, which are,
yes,
you know, crushingly dire, awful for them? Do you think, have they got a number where they think, well, if we can get it to just, you know, 10%, 12% difference, or if my personal popularity can edge above Keir Starmer's. Do you think there are triggers, or is it more an emotional kind of like, well, let's just
I think that prime ministers in Rishi Sunak's situation operate on two entirely different psychological levels. One is, I have to believe to some extent that I can pull this off, that something disastrous will happen to Labour, that something miraculous will happen to us, the Tories. The other level, which is sort of the reality-based world, is no party's ever come back from this length of bad polls this bad. Mm. We're heading for defeat, but I don't want to go down in history as a John Major who led the Tory party to a landslide defeat.
Yeah.
If I do certain things, maybe I can, you know, limit the damage. And I think that is in a lot of Tories' minds, not least because they don't want to lose their seats. I mean, Jeremy Hunt has a very suddenly a very vulnerable seat. And I think a lot of them, are, just for job security, would quite like a less bad result.
It is going to be such a popcorn night, isn't it? The night of the general election. It will be the most fascinating general election for a long time.
I think it'll be quite extraordinary. I hope it'll have the sense of something new starting, but I'm very nervous of prediction these days.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Ben, for your question. Next question.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I've rented my entire life. I'm 54 and never felt any government has supported me or the rental market. I have friends in Berlin and look at Germany's model enviously. What can be done to change the British attitude towards renting? That's from John in Sutton Coldfield. John, thanks.
Thank you, John.
What do you reckon, Matt?
Well, I'm 54 as well and I've never rented. I've been obsessed with... I'm probably the worst person for John to ask this because I'm culturally obsessed with the idea of property ownership, which is, you know, it's one way of doing it.
That's our generation, isn't
it? But it is. I don't know why it should be. Is that a reaction to what, do you think? Is that a reaction to...
I think the 80s were a period when you could actually afford and beyond. In the 80s and 90s were a period when, you know, you could afford to buy a property on a reason quite low salary, yeah. In a way you just can't now. I have rented, and I think that the rental market has got so expensive now.
Right.
I'd like to see a lot more regulation of the rental market, actually. What I'd really like to see, which is not quite an answer to John's question, is shed loads of affordable and social housing. I think it is scandalous that we live in a country where, you know, the view from people's second home in the country matters more than the ability of young people to get an affordable house.
That's absolutely right. And there are parts of this country where, you know, and not nice traditional parts of the country, but that might be challenged jobs-wise. You know, like I'm thinking about the Lake District, places like this. We're full of second homes where kids of families who've lived there for generation after generation can't afford to buy their own place. In you know, London's a big place where you can move around, and there are places you can live on the fringes of London.
Yes.
It's still really expensive. You can find a way. But if you live in a village in the Lake District and there are 50, 60, 80 houses there, and you know, 30 of them are owned by second property owners who've got them on Airbnb, you're screwed. You can't live in the village your family's lived in for generations. You've got to wait for your parents to die. You know, that sucks.
I say build, baby, build.
I think, and also I think something should be done about... I don't want to be, you know, say. I mean, owning a second house is already punitive in terms of council tax, and you know, you got all of this stuff. But I do think there should be some constructive way of the local community benefiting from second homes. Maybe, you know, maybe there's a kind of local tax from Airbnb that goes back into the community.
Our whole attitude to bricks and mortar is going to have to change because you know we're going to have to fund our, you know, as we live longer, we're going to have to fund our social care out of it. And the old system where, you know, which the Tories still, I think, in their bones believe in, which is that you hand over as much as possible, in some cases 100% of your assets to your kids, that world is gone. It's another big change that needs to start sort of feeding into the mainstream and isn't yet.
Okay, well, thank you, John, for that question. Next question. What is the best Christmas song in the Matt's opinion? And that's from Julia.
Oh, well,
I don't know where Julia's from, but thank you, Julia.
Well, it's a very good question. I like the Rat Pack. This is a slight evasion, but there's a wonderful compilation of the Rat Pack singing Christmas classics.
Right.
And that always makes me feel dead festive.
I thought you were talking about bloody Roland Rat for a minute.
Yeah, I'm not going to do George Michael again this week, okay? We did George Michael last week.
For me, and this is...
George
Michael's, yeah. This is such a cliched answer, but Christmas does start in my soul when I hear the opening bars of Fairy Tale to New York.
Oh, actually, that's probably the right answer.
Yeah.
I think
it's so wrapped up in it now.
The boys in the LAPD choir, the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone.
Exactly. So there we go. That's my
favourite. Think you were going to get that, did you, listeners?
Thank you, Julia. And our next question from Eleanor in SW3. That's a London postcode. Much like Matt D, I've grown tired of biscuits.
This is a callback to one we had a few weeks ago, isn't it?
Yeah. Biscuits are disappointing and insubstantial, but try as I might, I've not had Matt's luck in ditching them. Could the two Matts offer me some advice?
So, well, this is, I think this is going to follow us around like lost luggage. Look, I'm going to get a bit Jordan Peterson,
yeah,
Eleanor, and say, you know, toughen up, tidy your room, just stop with the biscuits, okay? Yeah. Turn your back on biscuits.
Break the cord.
Show some spine. However, to show that there's a compassionate side to me too, I think there are 12-step therapy groups, you know, for people who just cannot ditch the biscuits. I mean, I didn't have to go, but I have total respect for people who go for help with their, you know, problems with biscuits.
But it's hard sometimes, isn't it, when you get lured into the world of biscuit?
Yes, I mean, I think biscuitism generally is nothing. It's biscuitism generally is not a disease to laugh about.
No.
And I'm,
it's like the opposite of John Lennon's bagism, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm actually a bit disappointed that you're laughing, but I mean, it's,
I'm sorry to
biscuits. Listeners, I'm sorry for the editor in chief's levity about this serious health issue.
People who suffer from
biscuitism. We do our best, and people, you know, do feel free to email us if you have problems.
Yeah,
we're here for you. You're not alone.
No. Don't suffer in silence.
Thank
you very much for all your questions.
Thank you.
And we do this every Sunday morning after our regular show on Fridays. So please email in any questions and any observations you've got about the show to 2matts, that's the number 2, M-A-T-T-S, at tnepublishing.com. 2matts at tnepublishing.com. We love to hear from you, so please
really
do write. Please do write. Thanks, as always, to our production team led by the third Matt Hill at Rethink Audio. And until next Friday for our regular podcast.
It's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from him. Goodbye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.